Saturday night's 32-29 loss for the Nebraska football team to newly 8th-ranked Michigan was tough to swallow for a lot of Husker fans, but head coach Scott Frost afterwards said he was proud of his team's effort for the entire game.
Gosh, that was fun with the environment and the fans, and as bad as I want this to work for our coaching staff, I want it to work more for the players and for the state, and we got a really good team. I'm so proud of them.
Nebraska now heads to Minnesota this coming Saturday morning for an 11 a.m. kickoff on ESPN2. While Michigan moved up a spot to number 8 this week, there's a new number 1 in the AP Top 25 College Football Rankings, and that's Georgia. They're now number 1 after previously top-ranked Alabama was knocked off by Texas A&M. Bama's now number 5, while A&M enters the rankings at number 21. Iowa's 2, Cincinnati's 3, and Oklahoma is number 4. In the NFL Sunday night, it was the Buffalo Bills that got a 38-20 win on the Kansas City Chiefs in a game heard here on KFOR. The Bills won a rematch of last season's AFC title game. Josh Allen threw for 3 touchdowns and ran for a 4th. The number 10 Nebraska volleyball team claimed its 6th straight victory Sunday, cruising to a sweep of Rutgers in 3 sets. Matty Kubik had 11 kills in the match. And Lincoln East alum and Creighton head volleyball coach Kirsten Bernthal Booth picked up her 400th career coaching win as the number 19 Blue Jays beat Marquette 3-1 Sunday afternoon in Omaha. I'm Jeff Motes, KFOR Sports.